May God's blessing be on my words to you this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, translate it however you like. Unprofitable servants, useless servants, unworthy slaves, or worthless slaves. As a description of a faithful Christian disciple, those phrases do not sound too good to our 21st Western ears. Our libraries and bookshops are full of manuals that tell us how we can feel good about ourselves, and counselling and coaching professionals are employed to the same end. So who would want to cultivate the self-image of a worthless slave? Yet there it is. It's the punchline in our gospel reading for today. If we are to hear the good news in this parable, there are at least two barriers we need to overcome. First, there is our feelings about slavery, especially in the light of recent controversies. And secondly, we have to understand the proper translation and meaning of those troubling adjectives which I rendered as different translations from the New Testament: unprofitable, useless, worthless, or unworthy. About slaves, we have to face several facts. First, the text really does say slaves. If you go to the Greek original text, doulai is Greek for slave. And since most servants in the first century Mediterranean were slaves, servants is an adequate translation, but it loses some of the power of the metaphor. It misses the point that such servants or slaves were the property, not the employees of their master. Both Jesus and the early Christian writers were very much at home using slavery as a positive metaphor for one's relationship to God, and even in regard to members of one's own community. In those cultures, slavery was simply a fact of life, with some two-thirds of the population consisting of slaves or former slaves. And Jesus taught his followers to be slaves of one another, and Paul himself was happy to describe himself as a doulos, a slave of Christ Jesus. So the point of this parable is that just as a household slave is not an employee of the master, that is, he never earns anything when he carries out his duties, so we, when we've lived out our covenant relationship with God and with one another, have simply done our duty and have earned nothing. The good news, and there is good news in this image of our life of God, is that in living the life of faith, we come to see that we have a secure role in the household of God, which was another early metaphor for the community of the church. Like a household slave, we belong in the household more than an ordinary employee would. Though our own culture would not lead us to express all this in the imagery of slavery, properly understood, the parable expresses the same gospel truth that St. Paul communicates when he teaches in his letters that the Christian is saved by faith. Which brings us to the letter, St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, which is one of the appointed readings for today. Paul's letters encourage us to, quote, rekindle the gift of God that was within you. So my message to you this morning is, if your faith has gone cold, if you've lost your spiritual energy, then today's letter to Timothy, which I commend to you, has something to say to you. Rekindle the gift of God that is within you. It tells us that a devotional life is an important way of keeping faith alive and fresh. Through reading the Bible and in prayer, you will discover a closer walk with God. A lively faith is brought about through worship, through being part of the church, and through a devotional life. We know it was the custom of Jesus to go into the synagogue. He had need of others and valued the company of the disciples. He was well versed in the scriptures and kept close to God by rising early every morning to say his prayers. So let us take every opportunity to keep our faith alive and vibrant, every opportunity to tend that sacred gift and keep it aflame, that the fire of God may burn strongly within us. St. Paul said, "Rekindle the gift of God that was within you." Charles Wesley put it this way, "O thou who camest from above, the pure celestial fire to impart, kindle a flame of sacred love on the mean altar of my heart." Amen.